Good evening. We'd like to bring you a message this evening, and we pray that it will be beneficial. Let's stand and let's say our prayer. Let's pray. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. In his name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I would like you to Deuteronomy and verse 12, and we're going to read through verse 18. Deuteronomy 15, verse 12. Did I say that right? Deuteronomy 15 and verse 12 through 18. And if thy brother, an Hebrew man or an Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee, and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee. And when thou sendest him out free from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock, and out of thy floor, and out of thy winepress. Of that wherewith the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, thou shalt give unto him. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this thing today, and it shall be, if he say unto thee, I will not go away from thee, because he loveth thee and thine house, because he is well with thee, then thou shalt take an awl and thrust it through his ear into the door, and he shall be thy servant forever, and also unto thy maidservants thou shalt do likewise. It shall not seem hard unto thee, when thou sendest him away from thee, for he hath been worth a double hired servant to thee, and serving thee 6 years, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all that thou hast. Tonight, I want to preach on the voluntary nature of serving the Lord. Tonight, you don't have to serve God. You don't have to make a choice. You don't have to do all these things. You don't have to wear your veil. You don't have to wear your plain clothes and your plain suit. You don't even have to bother to come to Bible school. It's voluntary, folks. Young men, young women, the gospel is voluntary. Here we have a situation in Deuteronomy here that intrigues me. And it talks about a bondman that was owned by a master. And this bondman was treated so well by his master that when it came time for him to go free at the end of 7 years here, is it as we read, it comes time for him to go free, and he saw that it was well with him, that he said, no, I'm not leaving. I want to be your servant. More than that, I want to be your servant forever. And then they had this little ritual they'd go through. And they would take the servant, the bond servant, to a door. And they would take a hammer and an awl. An awl is a sharp instrument. And take it and poke the hole through the ear, and that would mark him that he would be a servant of that master forever. It is much like Jesus. We serve Jesus because we want to, because he has redeemed us. We think it would be well with us, so we stay in the master's house. And that's exactly, this is a type, this is the, we are a type of this little ritual that they went through. That the pierced ear. We have many people today who have pierced ears for something other than this. But this is a reason to have your ear pierced. And I want you tonight to go away from this place to all have your ear pierced. Have it pierced to serve Jesus. And when you go up here and feel it, that little hole in your ear, you know that it's because you want to serve Jesus. And the Apostle Paul alludes to this little process in, let's turn there to 1 Corinthians 6 and 19 is one where he says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" Don't you know this, that you are not your own? You're God's, you're the master's, you're Jesus' property? That's one thing we need to know when we are voluntarily serving Jesus. We are his property. Now let's go over to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 17. Galatians 6 and verse 17. It says, "From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." Now it was a ritual in ancient times that there were two people that had their ears pierced. There were two groups of people that had their ears pierced. One was a soldier. He had his ears pierced by his commander, or his centurion, that he was a soldier for this commander or this centurion. The other one was for slaves, that the ear was pierced, and it was marked by their own, it was a mark of their ownership by the slave owner or by the master. My question tonight is this: are you marked for the Lord Jesus? Are you voluntarily backed up to the doorpost and have put your ear up against there, and he's came up against you with an owl and pierced your ear through? And now you can feel that you can reach up here periodically throughout your life, and it's, "Oh yes, there's a hole here. I'm Jesus. I'm for Jesus. He's my owner. He's my master. He's my director. He tells me where I go. He tells me what I do. And tonight, I'm pleading with each one of you to back up to the doorpost and say these words: Master, pierce my ear. Back up to the doorpost and say, Master, pierce my ear. I want to be yours forever. It is well in your house. I want to serve you. I want to do what you want me to do. The nature of the Christian life is voluntary, folks. If that slave wouldn't have wanted to, nobody would have forced him. Nobody forced him to back up to the door and have his ear pierced. It was because he wanted to. And that, dear people, is the nature of the Christian life. You're not forced to do anything. You can do what you want to. Are you marked for the Lord Jesus? By the way, for you to be free, somebody needed to purchase your redemption. If for you to be a free person, the Lord Jesus purchased your redemption. Do you appreciate it? Do you love him for that? Recently, here, President Trump commuted the sentences of hundreds of people. They were criminals. A lot of them were, and he said, he commuted their sentence, and he says, go free. Just go free. And so they're out on the street tonight. Has somebody commuted your sentence? Were you a bondman? Were you a slave? Well, if you don't think you're a slave to sin, then you need to. Dear one, tonight I urge you to come to the doorpost with me and say, Master, pierce my ear. And you will enjoy the presence, your presence in the Master's house forever. I know of a young lady. Who one day didn't come home from work. And everybody wondered where she was. And my wife and I went to look for her. And we couldn't find her. A day later, 36 hours later, we found her. And she looked just like you girls do. Headship veiling, plain dress. We didn't know she was struggling, but we went to see her 36 hours later, and she had taken her covering off, cut her hair, and was wearing slacks. She had not pierced her ear. She had not pierced her ear. Left the church, left her parents, left everything she knew. When my wife and I got there the next day, she was sitting in front of the television with slacks and cut hair. And transformed completely from what looked like a person of God to a woman of the world. Tonight, you choose. Make your choice. Everyone together, say, Master, pierce my hair. Master, pierce my ear. Seven practical ways to be a servant with a pierced ear. Number one, I've already talked about it. I choose you, Master, because I love you. I will serve in your house. I will not go away. It says in the verse, I will not go away from thee because he loveth thee and thy house because he is well with thee. I will be your possession. I have sold out my rights. Dear ones, tonight, a life sold out for Jesus is the most important decision you could make. But no one forces you to make it. You need to back up to the doorpost and say, okay, Master, pierce my ear. It was not coercion. It was not force. But a choice inspired by the overtures and love of the Master. If you don't appreciate what Jesus did tonight for you, then don't back up to the door. That's not for you. But if you do appreciate it, you do understand what Jesus did for you, then by all means, back up to the door and say, Master, pierce my ear. Servanthood is a choice. We must have the mind of a debtor, the mentality of a debtor. I owe something to Jesus, and that is everything. Everything. A debtor is someone who owes. Too often we think we're creditors. The world owes us something. I deserve praise. I deserve approval. I want to be noticed. Listen. We need to have a debtor mentality. What about church membership? Church membership, likewise, is a voluntary choice, my dear people. You don't have to join church. You don't have to subject yourself to the rules of the Master's house. We are in a church by our own volition, our own choice. We voluntarily choose to submit to that church because we love the Master. We love his body. We love the people of God. We love its leaders. You know why? Because the leadership has their ears pierced also. They love the Master. You know, folks, I'll be the first to admit, the church life don't always go very good. There are some problems in church. There's no question about it. But I want you to reach up and touch your ear. And feel that hole in your ear. When things go south in church life. And say, I'm going to serve Jesus anyways. The mark of surrender is my pierced ear. Master, will you pierce my ear? I want to be yours forever. It's the one who the servant has given up title to his life and becomes merely a tool in the master's hand. Master, please pierce my ear. You know, we like conditions in our employment contracts, but this is an unconditional commitment, irrevocable commitment. Irrevocable means it's unchangeable. Dictionary definition of irrevocable is something that happened yesterday, and it's impossible to change what happened yesterday. Listen, tonight, a lot of us feel we don't have ability. God doesn't need people with ability. God needs people who have the ear pierced. You know, Peter, in essence, he had his ear pierced. He started a worldwide Bible movement, and he was just a fisherman from Galilee. Master, pierce my ear. Number two, my body is not mine, but yours, Master. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? You are bought with a price. Therefore, God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, a very sacred temple of the presence of God. Ye are bought with a price. Referring back to Deuteronomy and the pierced ear. So what you do with your body is so important. Master, my ear is pierced. I will not do anything with my body that you don't want me to. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and it has a pierced ear. The verse in between what I read says this: flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. The Apostle Paul placed a huge emphasis on this, the pierced ear. What I do with my body. I will be proactive in setting standards for myself so that the emotion does not take over. My courtship will be a product of a person that understands that his body is the temple of the living God. Therefore, I will not excite my passions by putting my body my hands on another. I will set standards in my courtship that guard me against my emotions and my feelings. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and my body has a pierced ear. Thirdly, my wardrobe will identify me with my master. I will dress modestly, like it says in Timothy, that I will have modest apparel. I won't wear gold and pearls and costly array. Peter says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. The revealing or concealing of my body is a sign of the ownership of it. How do you dress? My wardrobe will identify me with my master. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Boys and girls dress differently. Boys like to show off their muscles. They like to show their strength. And girls, they like to show their feminine body. Matthew 5 and verse 28 says that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. My wardrobe will identify me with my master. Paul says in another place, don't use freedom to serve the flesh, but by love serve one another. Number four, I will build friendships with those who are owned by the master, who are the master's property. We are tempted to be friendly with those who are accepted by the world. And we love to look out there and we see the world and we see what is loved by the world. I will build friendships, though, with those who have the pierced ear and are owned by the master. Listen tonight, young fellows. Seek a young girl that also has a pierced ear. And young sisters likewise. And there's many things I could say about that. I don't think I'll say much, but I will build friendships with those who are owned by the master. In the introduction, the last 10 years, the last 15 years of the internet has opened up a wide open spot for this friendship thing to happen. We live in a day when the social networking is prolific, and you can have thousands of different friends, but simply listen to this. Proverbs 13:20 says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." There's millions of, you know, there's more people that have smartphones today. There's more people that have access to smartphones today than there is people. See, how is this? People that are hungry, there's more people that are hungry. There's, 6 billion people in the world, something like that? And there's a billion and a half that say they are starving from not enough food. But there's over 500 million more people that have smartphones. We live in perilous times, folks. Average person spends at least 50 minutes a day on social networking alone. Is everyone that you are building friendships with owned by the master and have a pierced ear? Fifthly, Master, I will accept the authority you have placed in my life. I will accept the authority you have placed in my life. Oh, that's so hard sometimes. That's so hard sometimes to accept authority. My dad, he just doesn't get it. Neither does my mom. Just if they'd be like somebody else. But I'm going to tell you, the Bible doesn't say that you are to submit to your parents, to obey your parents, if they're the best parents in the world. It says obey your parents, no matter who they are. Accept the authority God has placed in your life. Your ministry. Your girlfriend's dad. The school board you work for. Accept them. That's a sign of the pierced ear. I will live in the awareness, number 6, I will live in the awareness of the request of the master for his service. And dear ones, tonight I'm going to promote, as part of a mission board, and as a person that has a leader that has a burden for the church to go on, almost every month I get a call for somebody to teach school. Listen up. teach school. Respond in the mission board calls. I'll go. I'm not my own. I'm redeemed. My ear is pierced. Oh, smaller stuff too. Sunday school teachers, song leaders. I was in one of the classes the other day, I forget which one it was, and teacher asked, how many have been asked to go on a foreign mission field? I didn't turn around and look, but I don't think it seemed like the teacher thought it was very many. I don't know. I might go from this place with I'll get your phone numbers. You might go get a call. Don't be surprised. I know of a number of places that need help. You're not your own. You don't need that new pickup, that new car, or that new phone. I will respond to God's call to go to service. It's that simple. Seventhly, my pierced ear will remind me who I serve when my emotions take control. Years ago, I used to work with a fellow that was a Mason. And he was a really nice fellow. But every once in a while, he'd just go over the edge and get really mad. Just really go off the edge. And one day I was working with him and he got mad. And he was laying up a brick wall, real nice, had it up about this high. And he just kicked that wall. And of course the wall fell down. Did it care? No, it didn't care at all. But he had to lay it back up. It was an emotional decision that was wrong. And that's the way it is. When you make an emotional decision, usually it ends up being wrong. Young fellows, make an emotional decision to buy a pickup. Listen to the salesman. He'll figure out a way to finance this thing. He'll make the payments low. And so you buy this pickup. And 6 months down the road, you think, oh no, I got to make another pickup payment. Ugh. This was a bad decision. My pierced ear will remind me who I serve when my emotions take control. There are times in your life as a youth where emotions are going to take control and you're going to say about your church, I'm out of here. There's problems in the church and I'm out of here. And I will admit, sometimes church life in a master's house is confusing. There are disagreements. There is even divisions among God's people, brothers and sisters. But I challenge you to reach up here and touch your ear. and make that irrevocable decision to continue to serve in the house even when others leave, when others disobey, when others are unfaithful. Matthew 6:21 says, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Is your treasure in God's house? The music you love, the places you go, are you filling your heart with the Master's house, what he wants for your people, for you? You know, my wife don't like when I use this illustration, but I think it serves a point, so I'm going to use it anyways. We have a drawer in our house. It's out in the entryway to where I come in from the outside. And it's where my wife puts the stuff that comes out of my pockets. And we call it a junk drawer. It's the junk drawer. Don't know where to put something? Come out of your pocket, put it in the junk drawer. But you know what we get out of that? What do we get out of the junk drawer? We get junk. We get junk out of the junk drawer, right? What you put into your heart, if it's junk, junk in. Harvest Store Silos used to have a slogan, junk in, junk out. Junk drawers. Junk in, junk out. You put junk in your heart, I guarantee you what comes out of your mouth will be junk. What comes out of your actions will be junk. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The junk drawer is full of music. It's full of romance novels. It's full of the sports of this world. And after church, what you're talking about are those things. Second Thessalonians 2 and verse 12, Apostle Paul says it very bluntly. He says that they all might be damned who had pleasure in unrighteousness. Do you have pleasure in unrighteousness? The world's music. The world's entertainment. And the Apostle Paul leaves it wide open and bears it all, that they all might be damned who had pleasure in unrighteousness. Where do you want to end up? You don't have to choose serving the master's house, but where do you want to end up? I plead with you to back up to the doorpost and say, "Master, pierce my ear. I am voluntarily giving myself to you. and I will serve you forever, and I will serve you with my body and soul and all that I have, because I love you. I love you. Because you have redeemed me. I will live with my master's mark. Master, oh master, pierce my ear. It is well with me. I want to serve you forever. May God bless.